feelings on what this rivalry game means to you?
You know, it was a big game for me growing up as a fan, and it's a big game playing in it now. But for us, it's just the next game. You know, it's the most important one, like all of them have been. So that's been the focus for, you know, the team going into it.
Having ties to BYU growing up, but were you a BYU guy then growing up?
Yeah, growing up, my dad played here, so I was always a BYU fan growing up. And, you know, it was always the dream to come play here where I'm at right now.
Any early memories of this rivalry that stand out when you were growing up that really kind of got you into this game and matchup?
I mean, I remember when I was young watching the Beck to Harleen one at Utah. I think we were at Bear Lake at the time watching it with, like, all of our extended family. And so that was just a, you know, that's a hard play to forget. It's a good memory to have. And so that's kind of one of my first memories of the rivalry.
Did you go to any of these games in person growing up?
No, I actually never went to any of them in person. Actually, I did. Yeah, I don't remember what year it was, but it was here and we ended up losing. But I think I've been to one of them.
2021, how much did you play in that win here over the years?
You know, I cheered really hard on the bench, so it was a good time. But it's still a great win to be a part of.
What do you remember other than the fact you guys won?
You know, I remember the O-line had a great game. They were rolling the D-line off the ball. Tyler Algier was running hard, and that's kind of something that, you know, obviously as an O-lineman, that's what I remember was the play of the O-line at the time, and they had a great game that year.
Of course, your fans storm the field.
Uh-huh.
If Utah were to happen to win Saturday night, do you think they'll storm the field on you guys?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Big rivalry game, so wouldn't be surprised.
The importance of the offensive line and the trench play in this matchup, mm-hmm. The readiness of the offensive line coming into this matchup, maybe the mindset of you guys.
Just getting after it. This is a good team, big, strong, physical, but we've played big and strong physical D-lines, and so just sticking to what we've been doing all year, which has prepared us to, you know, play well at this point.
What's the best defensive line that you think you've seen this year?
You know, we've played a lot of good D-lines. I think interior last week, UCF was really good. SMU early on in the year had really good D-ends, but, like, every team has good players on their D-line, so there's no, like, extreme standout. Everyone's kind of up to that standard.
Did yesterday's playoff ranking get into the locker room at all? You guys discussed that?
I didn't hear anything about it from anyone, so it's just kind of some outside noise that we're trying not to focus too much on and just focus on this week in this game.
Have practices been any different as far as a different vibe this week because it's rivalry week?
I think they've been the same as what they've been all year. You know, we're not trying to change anything that we've been doing. What we've been doing is working, so just trying to focus more on those details to help, you know, get ready for the game.
Do you have any, like, neighbors or whatever where bragging rights is on the line?
Not really. Like, where I live right now, obviously in Provo, all BYU fans who want to be with me. But up in Sandy, you know, I grew up with Utah fans as friends. And so, you know, there might be a little bit of something there, yeah.
What have been your impressions of Jake, you know, kind of settling in as the face of this program, mm-hmm. you know, nationally, and how he's – has it changed him at all, or is he still the same guy?
He's the same guy. Like, the thing about Jake that I've always said is he's just a great competitor. You know, he wants to win. He wants to play his best, and that's been the same from when he first got here to now. And I think he's just done a great job building on that competitiveness and seeing success from it.
All right. Thanks, Braden.
Yep. Thanks, guys.